Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning, especially this time of year, we're getting into the seasonal allergy season. It's a good idea to talk about asthma. And asthma can be basically defined as an episodic disease, which basically an overreaction to an irritant in the airways, and it causes inflammation in the lungs, and it actually makes it difficult to breathe. So there's common types of asthma. Sometimes patients will have adult onset, allergic. Sometimes we'll have children come in with asthma. Sometimes it could be even drug-induced or even an allergic reaction, for example, exercise-induced. And especially this time of year, we do see patients who are allergic, for example, to pollen, for example, and that certainly can trigger an asthma attack. So sometimes people will get intermittent asthma, and that occurs two or less times a week, or mild persistent asthma that occurs more than 2 days a week. Some of the signs and symptoms I've mentioned are tightness in the chest, cough, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, and wheezing. And some of the triggers, it can be divided into two sections, allergic and non-allergic. So when we think of allergic, often patients will have an allergy to animal hair, cats or dogs. Dust mites are something that sometimes people don't think about, and I often have conversations with some of my patients just in terms of hygiene and making sure they're washing their sheets and vacuuming, for example, their bed on a regular basis so that we're getting rid of the dust mites. Sometimes it's food allergens, and I do a lot of food sensitivity testing. Some of the common things are cow's milk, tree nuts, pollen. Mold spores is a really common one, and sometimes people who have had flooding in their houses, for example, might experience some asthma after, even well after they've had the cleanup, for example. And non-allergic can include things like cold air, chemical agents, exercise, humidity, so many different factors, even stress. Now, some potential complications of asthma, if it's left untreated, can actually result in some issues, even acid reflux. Sometimes people with acid reflux will get asthma. Sometimes it affects fatigue, for example, sleep disruption, and even obesity. So from a naturopathic standpoint, we really want to address it from a number of different perspectives. Diet is one area that we focus on. So certainly food allergies or even sensitivities have been known to trigger asthma attacks. I mentioned hygiene. So, for example, that relationship between dust mites and having a good air filter in your house is really important. And stress management is really important because one of the most significant triggers for asthma is stress exposure. So lots of different approaches that we use from a naturopathic standpoint. If people want to have, if they have some questions, they can certainly give me a call. We can offer them a free 15-minute consultation. So they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Dr. Betty Rosendahl, she uses an integrative approach to health through preventative medicine. If you're interested in pursuing your health and looking after it naturally, give Dr. Betty a call and book that complimentary consultation. The number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you for that information, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.